This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hello, Shalom Aleichem, Afreilich and Chanukah. Welcome, everyone, to we continue on Daf HaShavua. How you doing, David? Good to see you. Continue in Daf HaShavua, Daf Pei Aleph. The Mishnah said that a Sris, one who is impotent, Sris Chama, who did Chalitza to his Yivama, he does not disqualify her to Kahuna, because since he's not in the parish of Yivam, his Chalitza is meaningless. However, if he has relations with her, then he does disqualify her. Now this Sris, who has relations with her, is an Eshesach Shaloi B'makam Yivam, which implies he could disqualify her, but someone else who lives with her, even though she's Zakuk to Yibam, in other words, even if there are other brothers who she's Zakuk to, would not disqualify her. Only a Chayve Krisos disqualifies her, not a Chayve Lavin. Says the Gemara, Taima de Baalahu. The reason is because he lived with her. Ha Acher, but if someone else would have lived with her, Loi, they would not disqualify her. Lema tavati yoftad Rav Hamnuna. Shall we say this is a refutation of Rav Hamnuna? The Amar, Rav Hamnuna says, Shemeres Yavam, Shazinsa, Psula. A woman who is awaiting Yibam, that's Mizaneh, she's disqualified. Psula li Yivama. She is pasul to the Yivama because she's a Zoyna. She's like an Eishes Ish, that's Mizaneh, who's Aser to her husband. So too a Shaymeres Yavam, that's Mizaneh, is Aser to the Yivama. That means she becomes a Zoyna. So why does the Mishnah say only the Sris who lives with her makes her a Zoyna? If anyone lives with her, it should make her a Zoyna. Clearly, it's not like Rav Hamnuna. Only a Chayvei Krisos, like the Sris himself, who is the Yavam, would render her a Zoyna. Says Gemara, no. Loi, hu adin afil achar nami. The truth is, even if someone else would be Mizana with her, it would disqualify her l'kuhuna. So why does it only say the Sris? V'aydi de tana reisha b'didei, since the reisha of Chalitza is talking about the Sris, does not disqualify her, but nobody else could do Chalitza, only the Sris is a Yavim over here. So tani nami seifa b'didei, it taught in the seifa regarding him also. The Chayn Islandis, and likewise an Islandis, Shachotzu La'achin, that the brothers did Chalitza, Taima, Dibi'aluha. Likewise, if an Islandis, that the brothers did Chalitza, they don't disqualify her, but if they lived with her, then she's disqualified. Taima, Dibi'aluha, the reason is because they lived with her. Ha loy balo, but if they didn't live with her, loy, she would not be disqualified, l'kuhuna. Kaman, who does this go like? The loy k'Rabbi Yehuda. This doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that every islandess is a zoyna. That since, that the definition of a zoyna is someone who is able to procreate. And since a zoyna, the definition of a zoyna, definition of a, a Zoyna is someone who does not, is someone who has relations without the possibility of procreation. So as an islandess, all relations with her do not allow for the possibility of procreation, and therefore she is fundamentally a Zoyna, because all relations with her are promiscuous, they cannot possibly produce a child. That's very interesting, by the way, because Sarah, you mean, who was an islandess, and Avram was considered a Kohen, so how could Avraham live with her? Okay. Anyway, we move on to the next Mishnah. Sris Chama Kohen. A Sris Chama, who's a Kohen, and he married a regular Bas Yisrael. Now, this is going like the Shita, that a Sris Chama is not a Ptsua Daka, so he's Mutter Lovei B'Kahal, and he married a Bas Yisrael. Machila B'Tshuma, she could eat Tshuma. Rabbi Yossi V'Reb Shimon, I remember Rabbi Yossi and Reb Shimon say, Androgynous, someone who has both signs of gender, Kohen Shanasa Bas Yisrael, Ma'achila B'tshuma. He could feed her tshuma. So apparently Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say an androgynous is a male. Because they say an androgynous who's a Kohen, who marries a Bas Yisrael, he could make her eat tshuma. Rabbi Yehuda says, Tumtum, someone whose genitals are covered, Shenikra, that the membrane was torn, Venimsa Zachar, La Yachloitz, Shenatu Chalitza, Mimneshu Kisris, because he's like a Sris. He Shenatu Chalitza if there's another brother, because it's he's like a Sris. Androgynous Noise, an androgynous could marry a woman, Avaloi Nisa, cannot be married by a man. So he's like a status of a zachar, according to the Shita. Rabbi Lezer, an androgynous chayavin alav skila kizachar. Rabbi Lezer says an androgynous yichayev skila like a zachar. How exactly Rabbi Lezer is different than Rabbi Yehuda, that's unclear. Okay, says Gemara Pshita, it's obvious. Why wouldn't a sris chama be able to be Machel Truma? Says Gemara, Mahu Detema, I would have thought Moiled Machel Shed Moiled and Machel. Someone who could have children could be Machel Betruma. Someone who can't have children cannot be Machel Betruma. Rashi says, we're Medayikid from the fact that it says Yilid Besoy, Heim Yoichlu. So only someone possibly who could have children could be Machel Betruma. Kamashmala not. Now, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon say androgynous. Koyein, shenasa bas Yisrael, machila b'tshuma. Amar Rish Lakish. An androgynous could only be machal b'tshuma, ve'enu machal b'chaz v'shaik. It cannot be machal his wife in the chest and the thigh of a behemoth. Now normally, a koyein is machal his wife in tshuma, and in ma'anas kuna of the chaz v'shaik. However, what Rish Lakish seems to be saying is that there is some doubt whether the androgynous is a male or a female. And because he might be a female, therefore, there's a suffix whether he could be Michael, Betruma, or Chaz v'Shaik. Truma, Bizman Hazeh, we're going to see, is Durabana. So suffix Durabana, Lakula, he could be Michael, and Truma, Bizman Hazeh. Chaz v'Shaik is Dairaisa. So Savik Dairaisa Luchumra, that's the opinion of Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Machil B'Chaz V'Shaik. He could even be Michael her in the Chaz V'Shaik and a Dairaisa. Frak the Gemara L'Rish Lakish Maishna Chaz V'Shaik Dairaisa. And according to Rish Lakish, what's the difference about a Chaz V'Shaik, which is biblical? Truma Nami Dairaisa. Truma is also biblical. Says Gemara Chamayaskina B'Truma B'Zman Hazeh D'Rabbanan. Here, what are we talking about? We're talking about Truma nowadays, which is D'Rabbanan. Avo bizman shvi samigdash kayam mai elamai, that we're talking about truma bizman hazeh. Truma bizman hazeh is drabbanan. Elamai bizman shvi samigdash kayam, you cannot be Michael because it's dairaisa. So the Gemara asks, why did Rish Lakish have to talk about a case of chaz v'shaik? Listni v'lifloig bedida. Stick with truma and say Bamed Dvar Ma'amurim Truma Bezman Hazeh, but Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Einoi Maichal. In other words, who asked Rish Lakish to discuss a case we weren't talking about? If the permissibility of eating Truma is only Truma Bezman Hazeh, but Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim he could not, then who asked him to go talk about Chaz V'Shaik? Lifloig V'Lisni Bedida Bamed Dvar Ma'amurim Truma Drabban Truma Darai Saloi. Says the Gemara, Hacha Nami Kama. That's really what he meant to say. Kishu Machila. When he's Michael, her Machila, but Chuma Zanazah. He feeds her, Chuma Bizmanazah, Drabanon. But he's not Michael, her, at a time where the Chaz V'Shaik, and at a time of Chaz V'Shaik, meaning Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayam, he would not even be Michael, her, and Chuma Drabanon. Lest he come to be Michael her in Shumadai Raisa. So, Enechanami, he's not Michael her in the Chaz of a Shaik. He's not Michael her in Shumadai Raisa. But Bizman Shabiz Amigdash Kayim, when there was Chaz of a Shaik in Shumadai Raisa, he would not even be Michael in Shumadai Rabbana unless he come to be mixed up with Shumadai Raisa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Af Machila b'chaz of a Shaik. He would even feed her in the Chaz of a Shaik. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Mi Savrit Shuma b'zman hazed Rabbanon? Now, the reason why Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan holds, you can be Michael her even in Chaz of a Shaik. He is of the opinion that androgynous is a full-fledged male. Now Reish Lakish turns to Rabbi Yochanan. Now Rabbi Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Do you hold Shumas Man Zed Rabbanon? Because you say the Mishnah is talking about Midi Rabbanon. Do you hold Shumas Man Zed Rabbanon? Amar Lei. Reish Lakish said, in. I do hold that way. Why? Sha'ani shayna, because I hold igul bi'igulim, a round-pressed cake of truma that got mixed among other round-pressed cakes, oyla, it's batal b'rayv. Now, it would not be batal if truma b'smanazam was d'oraisa. Let's see Rashi Divrei Hamaschal Sha'ani Shaina. Reish Lakish says, yes, I learned in a braisa that a round pressed cake of truma, batel b'meya shel chulin, is batel in 100 of chulin, a igul shel truma t'meya, or a cake of truma, which is tamei batel b'kof igulim shel truma t'ara. Now, if truma b'zman hazeh was d'oraisa, then it should not be batel, because igul is davar chashuv. A round pressed cake is something which is chashav and it's normally counted and it should not be batal. Even though truma anything which is chashav and counted is not batal. Even though Bechlal Rashi is bothered by Akasha, the truma of figs is always Durabanan. Even Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Kayim, truma on figs is Durabanan. But Bizman that there is truma da'iraisa, we would not even allow Durabanan to become batal. So the only way that a Dover Chashav could become batal is if there is no existent truma da'iraisa Bizman Hazeh. So Reish Lakish says, yes, I in fact hold that truma Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan. That's why a eagle, which is chashav, can become batal. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amalei b'haloi ani shoyne chaticha b'chaticha is oile." I learned differently. I hold that we're talking about not igul b'igulim, a piece among pieces, is batal. Rashi explains, meaning to say, is there going to be a gzera on the Rabbanan atu d'oraisa? Even if you're of the opinion you want to prove Truma is Rabbanon, otherwise it would never become batal, because it's a davar chashav. I'm of the opinion that even by d'oraisa, something which is chashav could become batal, even if it's the derech to count it, because I'd never learned anything that it's the derech to count is not batal. I learned that anything which is always counted is not batal, but something which is sometimes counted would be batal, even on a Daraisa. Meaning you want to prove it's a Drabanan, because otherwise, how could it become Batal? Ego be'igulem. You learned ego be'igulem is Batal. And the explanation that you have for that is that Chuma Bizman Hazem must be Drabanan. But I learned Chaticha Bechatichos is Batal. Even though it's a Dairaisa. You know why I hold a Chaticha Bechatichos, which is a Tuma becoming Batal, Bitara is Batal, even though we're dealing with the Iraisas, because I hold that something which is Chashuv is not necessarily automatically not Batal. Only something which is always counted is not Batal. Mi Savris Kosha Darka Limanashanina. Do you hold anything which is normally counted? We learned Es Shadarka Limanashanina. Only something which is always counted, that's when it is not Batal. Okay, we're going to hold it over here, and Bezus Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow night at 9:15. Thanks for joining. Wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov. Thank you. Good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.